640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rain is wreaking havoc in southeast Wisconsin right now. Flash flooding is causing all kinds of problems. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest from Waukesha County.
About 2,500 Waukesha County We Energies customers are without power, with some City of Waukesha roads and intersections underwater. A flood advisory runs through 5:30 for Waukesha and Milwaukee counties. About 2 inches of rain have fallen, with that leading police to close down and reroute traffic in areas that typically flood. The Fox River in Waukesha went up today, rising to almost the action flood stage of 5 feet. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A Wisconsin congressman says he's worried about a government shutdown. Congress needs to have all its spending bills passed by September 30th. Madison area Democrat Mark Bocan serves on the House Appropriations Committee. He says the panel's work has been slowed down by Republicans on the far right.
They added all these policy riders that have nothing to do with spending, which is appropriations, around pride flags, around abortion, around diversity, equity, inclusion. And all this extreme stuff.
Bocan spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Speaker Kevin McCarthy and senior Republicans insist they will not allow federal funding to lapse. AT&T workers in Wisconsin say they're fighting to keep their jobs. The telecom giant says it plans to close several call centers across the Midwest. Terry D. has a reaction from the Communications Workers of America.
CWA spokesperson Kurt Hess says the company's decision will hurt some employees more than others.
These are jobs that are predominantly held by females, a lot of working mothers, and there's a lot of minority presence. And so these communities that this work's getting vacated out of convenience for the company is going to have an impact on the communities.
AT&T has said it is undergoing targeted reductions to focus more on its growth areas and less on legacy products with lower customer demand. CWA has launched a petition drive asking AT&T to save our centers. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Green Bay is getting ready to host the NFL draft in 2025. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was there today. Goodell took the draft out of New York City 14 years ago and took it on the road.
You are the 14th city to host this, believe it or not, the second in Wisconsin. Milwaukee actually hosted the draft in 1940, I believe it was. So you have a long history in the draft.
Packers president Mark Murphy says nearly a quarter of a million people will come to the Fox Valley for the draft. The NFL says they'll leave behind as much as $70 million. I'm Terry Bell.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's ongoing areas of flash flooding in the city of Waukesha. Eastmoreland and Delafield Street is one of those areas, with other flood-prone intersections also under several inches of water. Earlier rainfall rates were near 2 inches per hour, with a flood watch running through 11 tonight. Police say to avoid normally flooded areas and to not try to drive through floodwater. There's also concerns for communities along Lake Michigan.
A beach hazard statement is also in effect through Tuesday morning, as life-threatening waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are expected on Lake Michigan. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The timing of the traffic tie-up due to the president's visit tomorrow isn't officially known yet. President Joe Biden is visiting a wind turbine company with offices near the Brewers ballpark on Canal Street. We think the event is happening early in the afternoon. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers getting ready for the Patriots. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coming back from their Friday night win over the Bengals in Cincinnati, 36-19. That was their first preseason game. Up next is the Patriots this week, including joint practices and a game here in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's a long week for sure, and that's one thing that we brought to the attention of our guys in terms of challenging them to stay focused, making sure they're taking care of their bodies.
The Packers place kicker missing a point after touchdown again in practice today. Anders Carlson missed two PATs. against the Bengals.
Learning lessons and growing. You're either winning or you're learning. That's how I take it. So I need to go back to my tempo and get a little slower. I get maybe a little too excited.
The Patriots have a new running back. They have signed former Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott to a one-year deal worth up to $6 million with incentives. College football early rankings are out from the AP. The Wisconsin Badgers are ranked 19th in the nation. Head coach Luke Fickell.
I think management of expectations is just, we don't talk a whole lot about it. We know what our expectations are every day. And that's why we don't talk about goals. We talk about those objectives. The objectives are things that we can measure on a daily basis.
Ohio State is ranked number 2 behind the Georgia Bulldogs at number 1. Baseball, the Brewers have a 3.5 game lead in the NL Central. They're traveling today before opening up a road trip series tomorrow night against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Later this month, the crew plan to celebrate the 2008 season with the return to the playoffs led by trading for all-star pitcher CC Sabathia from Cleveland.
I had such a bad first half in Cleveland that I just honestly wanted to come and just pitch well.
Sabathia, speaking with reporters today, says he remembers being greeted into the Brewers clubhouse by Prince Fielder at the door.
You know, when I got traded, I was nervous, scared, didn't know what to expect. I've been in the Indians organization for, you know, 10 years, really grew up there. And, you know, when I walked into the clubhouse in Milwaukee, it was like I had been there my whole career.
As former Brewers pitcher CC Sabathia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour 2 of the Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Biden Eve edition. And we're also waiting on potential indictments out of Fulton County. Dom, they're working at the courthouse late tonight in Fulton County. There are rumors flying, let's just put it that way. Perhaps we can start a few more.
I think so. They're working hard down there. What, some witnesses came in today that folks thought were going to be coming in tomorrow? Seems like this thing is speeding up a little bit, and perhaps as well it should. Donald Trump going off the rails.
And also the glorious rollout of our new starting quarterback, Jordan Love. I was quite excited. So a love-filled edition. Sort of a sub-theme, Dom, if you know what I'm saying. We always got love for the audience.
Well,
844-967-2789. You can play a big part. But Dom, I'm going to go against conventional wisdom just for a moment.
Uh-oh.
If the Republicans do not nominate Donald Trump, they're in for a electoral disaster. If they don't nominate Trump, they're screwed. Up
and
down
the ticket.
If
they do nominate Trump, they're screwed. I got to tell you, Crudy, the Republican Party's in disarray.
Well, that part's true to my opinion, Dom, but I found this piece over at thehill.com, and I got to tell you, up and down the ticket, the only way these low-propensity, rural, Trump-loving MAGA voters, the only way they come out is if he's on the ticket, right? Well, there's a lot of Senate races. There's a lot of House races. All of them. All of the House seats are on the ticket. About a third of the Senate seats are on the ticket. But effectively, if you don't have Trump turning them out, you're scroogied. Here's a little math, Tom. Republican strategists are worried that if former President Donald Trump doesn't secure the GOP's presidential nomination next year, or if he's kept off the ballot because of, let's just call it, mounting legal problems,
yeah,
it could spell a voter turnout disaster for their party in 2024. GOP strategists say there is growing concern that if Trump is not the nominee, and I think he will be, Dom, I think that Craven Party comes crawling back to the Cheeto Messiah. But, you know, I'm just one man. What do I know, Dom? But many of his core supporters, who were estimated to make up 25 to 35% of the party base, I would say more than half, Dom, they'll take their ball and go home. You always knew that kid when you were a kid. There was always some kid. You know, he had the shiny football or something. Well, if I can't be the quarterback, then I'm taking my ball and going home. Well, if Trump is not the nominee, these newly anointed Trump voters, Tom, they stay home. Here's a quote. The conventional wisdom is that there's concern that if Trump is not the nominee, his coalition will take their ball and go home, says Matt Dole, a Republican strategist based in Ohio, where Republicans are targeting vulnerable Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. I don't think he's that vulnerable. Anyways, folks are interested in how that plays out. And so I think right now they would be happy if Trump's the nominee. In Ohio, it's not true across the country, because then his coalition will turn out in November. They need Trump voters on that wall, Dom. They don't even have a fighting chance up and down the ticket if Trump is not the nominee.
They don't have a fighting chance if he is.
Well, not of winning the general election, but they'd have a better chance of holding some Senate seats and maybe winning the House. Without Trump, they've got no chance at those things.
A Pew Research Center analysis of the 2022 midterm election published last month found that higher turnout among Trump voters last year was a key factor behind Republicans winning control of the House. The analysis found that 71% of voters who backed Trump participated in the midterm election, compared to 67% of voters who supported Biden. Brian Darling, a Republican strategist and a former Senate aide, said there would be significant political fallout for Republicans if federal and local criminal prosecutions derail Trump's path to the nomination. You think, Brian?
If,
right? If somehow he's not the nominee, it will hurt turnout. He's got a unique coalition. Yes, he does. He brings out a lot of non-traditional voters to the Republican Party. You know, like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the Patriot Front. Brings a lot of non-traditional voters to the party, Republican Party, and it will be difficult to win a state like Ohio and other Midwestern states if you lose all those Trump voters or make them disaffected voters and they don't show up. Darling said Trump, who's leading his nearest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, by more than 30 points in national polls, has a lock on the nomination. The only way he loses, if he's prevented from being on the ballot. Trump already faces 3 criminal charges. We know this. Of course, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is expected to bring a dozen more charges against him related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. We're waiting on that right now. Could happen today. Could happen tomorrow.
I want it now.
Trump is fueling concerns about a split Republican electorate in 2024 by refusing to sign a Republican National Committee loyalty pledge.
I wouldn't sign it, Trump. I wouldn't sign it. Don't do it.
I mean, is his signature worth anything anyway? So what if he does? That's the same thing I said about Chris Christie. You don't even hedge. Yeah, I'll sign it. Because when it comes down to it, you don't want to sign it because you're already not the nominee. Who cares? Doesn't matter. That's the point. He goes on to say, I would say there's 2 scenarios. Either Trump's the nominee and we just go with it and whatever. I mean, this is how the Republican strategist talks. There's 2 scenarios. Either Trump wins the nominee and we just go with it and whatever, or Trump's not the nominee and then we have a nominee that Trump's going to be trashing, said Bob Clegg, an Ohio-based Republican strategist. Given the intense loyalty to Trump among many Republican voters, cult, 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 pardon me.
What's that, Dom? Sound like you had something stuck in your throat.
I'm good. He said there's little chance any other candidate will beat him out for the nomination. I think Trump's going to be the nominee, he said. Ever since Trump came down the escalator in 2015, the face of politics in the United States has changed dramatically. And we're still in that new dynamic.
The Republican Party is dead. That's what the guy told us at the Trump rally in Waukesha County, right?
He certainly did.
He killed it.
Republican senators and strategists thought Trump cost them control of the Senate in the 2020 election. Then he claimed without evidence that he lost the Georgia election because of fraud. Depressing GOP voter turnout in the 2021 special election. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock won those. Oh, that was glorious. A few days before the special election, Trump declared those Senate races illegal and invalid. A Senate Republican strategist said the special election in Ohio last Tuesday, where voters overwhelmingly defeated a ballot proposition that would have made it tougher to protect abortion rights, showed that if Trump's not on the ballot, it hurts GOP turnout in rural areas. What it says about the electorate more than anything is that without a presidential candidate, particularly Trump at the top of the ticket, rural voters do not turn out at the same rate. At the same time, the strategists acknowledge that Trump's overwhelming popularity with blue-collar and rural voters is offset by his unpopularity with college-educated women and suburban voters. Given the shift of college-educated women and suburban voters to Democrats since the Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade, Republicans are counting on big turnout in rural areas and from so-called Trump coalition to win the presidential and congressional races next year. With controversial issues like abortion in the suburbs, Republicans have to make up for it in rural parts of the state. And without Trump on the ballot, rural parts of the state just didn't turn out the same rate, the strategist said of the Ohio result in Ohio.
844-967-2789. Your opinions, they matter here. Hey, man, you got to hang up on the guy or can't take the call. Thank you. We're breaking them in. We got a new screener.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey,
go on,
here's the deal, Nate. Just lightly screened. if they're sober enough that you can understand them, we'll take our chances.
We'll take them all.
Never can tell with Dynamo Dave from Duluth, though. How you doing, Dave?
Good question. Happy Monday, Dave.
Hey, happy Monday to you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, remember back in 2016, 2015, or whatever it was, the whole story was Bill and Hillary wanted Trump to win because they thought it would eventually explode the Republican Party.
I think a lot of people thought Trump was a joke. I mean, when we saw Trump, Iowa Freedom Caucus Summit, whatever they called it, the Citizens United event. I mean, there were the traditional, the Newt Gingriches, the Scott Walkers, the traditional, you knew they were going to run for
Steve
something.
King.
Well, Steve King was just there, you know, hating and being racist, Dynamo Dave. But Donald Trump, you know, he had threatened to run before. And the Christian conservatives, they were all a Twitter when he said, oh, you love me. I'm so rich. I'm worth $10 billion, depending on my mood on a given day. That was what he told the crowd. And they were eating out of his hand that day, Dave. And then he came up to the spin room. And I was covering Scott Walker, but Dom got a crack at Donald Trump up close and personal. And he said, what was it, Dom? How, sir, you as a businessman, how are you going to cut the national debt?
Yeah, I'm going to fix the national debt.
And Trump told him about this hotel he was refurbishing out of the old post office in D.C.
Post office in D.C. Very happy about that, Dave.
But Dave, you know, I don't think Trump thought he could win. We had David Plouffe on that the Obama guy, and he said 100% guaranteed ironclad lock of the week, Hillary Clinton.
Right, but no, I'm not saying they thought. I'm saying like Hillary and Bill thought that it would implode the Republican Party. They were just off on their timing. It's like eight years later.
Yeah.
Now you know what I mean. They thought that it was going to be that, like Trump's like a stealth candidate that they kind of helped. You know, pushed to the edge to get him because he was actually going to run that year in 2004. You know, in the Kerry ticket, you know, Kerry got it or whatever. But he was talking about being a Democrat in 2004, Trump. So anyway, and supposedly Bill and Hillary, or Bill was on the golf course with Trump and to kind of talk to him. Hey, yeah, you'd be a good. And to Trump, unbeknownst to Trump, you know that they had hatched this plan.
Dave, I believe you. They're strategic. They just picked the wrong Trojan horse to bet on, let's just say. Come back! More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
APUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 59. Winds out of the north 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 76. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows around 56. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Wednesday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Oh, no, baby. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the love edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join this lovely show at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the headline, intriguing to yours truly over at the Raw Story. Something unusual is happening. Fulton County Court's late closure fuels speculation over imminent Trump indictment. Could be happening right now, Dom. The late closure of the Fulton County courtroom, where the grand jury has been hearing evidence against Donald Trump Monday, suggests something unusual is happening, according to former federal prosecutor Eli Honig. Monday, Honig, during an appearance on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper, didn't specify what he thought that was, though there was a lot of speculation that indictments after Trump over the election interference are imminent. I keep hearing that word, Dom. They don't think it means what I think it means. Hodick's comments followed an announcement by Judge Robert McBurney, who is presiding over the grand jury hearing evidence in Donald Trump's 2020 election subversion case, that he would keep his courtroom open beyond the regular 5 o'clock local time. Is this something that happens often on days when prosecutors are presenting to grand juries? Tapper asked Honig. No, Jake, it's pretty unusual for this to happen because usually if you have a grand jury scheduled to go home at 5 o'clock, they'll leave at 5 o'clock because they have childcare responsibilities and other things. So the fact that they're being kept after that, if they are in fact kept after that, that tells me something unusual is happening, Dom. Now, the grand jury is there to serve the court. And so if they're needed to stay after, they'll be told that and they'll make it work. But this is not business as usual. This is unusual, but also not entirely unheard of. I hope it means what we speculate it means, Tom. I hope it means they're delivering indictments of Donald Trump. I had seen earlier today, appearing on the Fulton County website, were two statements. One, a conspiracy charge. Two, a racketeering charge against Donald J. Trump. And then they were quickly deleted from the websites. So was this an error? Or is this some sort of a planted preemptive Dan Rather sort of effort to take some of the sting out of the eventual indictments to come, Dom?
False
news somehow undermining the real news.
Specifically said something to the effect of that, like, hey, if it doesn't have our stamp on, it doesn't have our indicators on it, then it's not a real document. So yes, interesting times indeed. Did they accidentally put it up? Were they hacked? Did someone else put it up? A lot going on. But yes, so right now, Fulton, I mean, they're still there, right? Maybe some folks went home for lunch. As far as we know, they are still working. And Crudy, let's just be frank here. Judge uh, Chotkin.
That's the federal judge in the January 6th case. Got to keep them straight. Which judges caught the Trump trial?
Right, dude. I know. She said last Friday, right? Hey, don't be breaking any laws. Don't be intimidating witnesses. Right? Don't try to influence the jury or the jury pool. Right? And what did Trump do from basically what 24 hours later to today? He's poking the bear, man.
He's doing that.
People should not show up, right, to testify today to the grand jury. He's telling people, ignore the grand jury subpoena. Ignore this.
But that's the Georgia grand jury. He was told by the federal grand jury not to do that. That's a completely different case. He can corrupt and tamper with these witnesses in the Georgia potential indictments, Dom. Just not the federal January 6th, according to the judge in charge.
Okay, all right.
Distinction?
There is a distinction, but let's get to the specifics on the D.C. grand jury. Speaking to MSNBC on Monday, as Fulton County grand jury was meeting, former prosecutor Glenn Kirschner claimed Trump had violated the law with social media posts targeting witnesses and prosecutors, and federal district court judge Tanya Chutkan is within her right to revoke his bail.
Lock him up, Dom.
I think we're at the point now where this is sort of integrity of the criminal justice system 101, where at some point, I do think the system of justice has to assert itself. As difficult as it may be, as unprecedented as it may be to sort of protect, preserve, and promote the integrity of the system. You know, when I saw, I think it was a repost by Donald Trump where he said that Judge Chutkan admitted and engaged in election interference against Donald Trump. He is now falsely putting words in her mouth. Kirschner explained that it could be the result, could result in MAGA supporters believing that the judge said what Donald Trump was alleging, which could appear in jury selection. At some point, I think, given the need for citizens to view this as a reliable process and the result as a reliable result, the system really does need to wrestle with this very difficult, very thorny issue. And I think Donald Trump may have actually made that a little bit easier by posting what I think is clearly a threat against a witness or an attempt to intimidate a witness down in Georgia, he said. In a Monday morning post, Trump directly told Georgia's lieutenant governor, former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, not to comply with a grand jury subpoena. That's illegal, and it may have sort of walked him one step closer to a jail cell or pretrial detention, Kirschner said. He recalled watching the Washington, D.C. proceedings, and the judge said something that caused my ears to perk up, and here's what she said. The most important condition of release, sir, is that you not commit a state, federal, or local crime while on release. If you were to do so, a warrant may be issued for your arrest, your conditions of release may be revoked, and you may be held pending trial. What Trump has done by posting something about a witness violates a law in Georgia, he said. It's a 210 felony called influencing a witness, Kirschner explained. So it really feels like Donald Trump is forcing the judge's hand because what has he done? He has arguably violated what the magistrate judge told him in no uncertain terms was the most important condition of the pretrial release, not to violate any state, local, or federal law. So we may see Judge Chutkan push too far, and she may have to act and do something that feels
lock him up,
which is considered detaining a former president pending trial for his own misconduct. Crudy, he can't stop it. He won't stop it. He won't make it to the debate because he's going to be in the clink pending trial, man. He's out there. He doesn't know how to not influence, threaten, intimidate. I mean, this is Trump brand. You may as well ask a bird not to fly, man.
Come back with us. I would never ask you not to fly. Fly away, little bird. Fly away.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly.
More Devil's Advocates, your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Devastating wildfires have killed 96 people in Maui and displaced thousands. Administrator Deanne Criswell says FEMA is now working to get them into hotels.
We'll allow them to move from shelters into pre-identified hotels or motels temporarily as they develop their long-term housing strategies.
They're also giving out $700 payments for supplies. Meantime, experts are warning disasters like this will keep happening without climate change action. Sarah Kapnick's the chief scientist at NOAA.
The thing to remember is that July 2023 is just the latest in a long run of extremely warm months and years. In other words, the long-term increase in global temperature marches on and on and on.
Former President Trump faces a fourth indictment over alleged efforts to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. CBS's Nicole Killian.
District Attorney Fonnie Willis says she's ready to go.
If someone broke the law in Fulton County, Georgia, I have a duty to prosecute.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. There's ongoing areas of flash flooding in the city of Waukesha. There's also thousands of We Energy's customers in the county without power. East Moreland and Delafield Street is one of those areas, with other flood-prone intersections also under several inches of water. Earlier rainfall rates were near 2 inches per hour, with a flood watch running through 11 tonight. Police say to avoid normally flooded areas and to not try to drive through floodwater. We Energies hasn't said when they hope to have power back on. Two Waukesha County Sheriff's deputies were injured in a crash this morning. It happened at I-94 and Grandview Boulevard, with two ambulances requested to the scene for the crash between two vehicles. The first day of school was today for certain students in Milwaukee Public Schools. Schools not on the early start calendar will commence classes on September 5th. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's fresh coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Joe Biden Eve Big Monday edition. Feeling love up in here, especially because we're watching the courthouse in Fulton County, Georgia, waiting to see if they indict that devil. You know, we always like the devil, but Trump seemingly would resemble that remark in some way, shape, or form. Dom, you were talking about Chutkin, the judge in the January 6th case against the former president. You know, yes. He was indicted many, many times.
She told him not to break the law. He said today he told a witness not to show up for a grand jury. I'm pretty sure that's breaking the law.
Well, there's more, Dom, because he posted a statement on the Truthy Social Former President Trump criticized the judge presiding over his 2020 election case just days after she warned him against making any inflammatory statements that could intimidate witnesses or prejudice the jury pool. Didn't say you couldn't take a shot at the judge, did she? In a statement posted overnight on the Truthy social, Trump called U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan highly partisan, very biased, and unfair. She obviously wants me behind bars, he added. No, that's me, Trump. I want you behind bars. In a separate post, he pointed to a statement Chutkan reportedly made in sentencing a January 6, 2021 rioter that, according to Trump, showed Chutkan's bias against him. I see the videotapes. I see the footage of the flags and the signs that people were carrying. Let me make sure that's not.
Yeah, the judge.
Writing Trump. I'm doing the Trump voice because he's writing about Chutkan, but I'll stop doing it. I see the videotape. I see the footage of the flags and the signs that the people were carrying and the hats that they were wearing and the garb and the people who mobbed the Capitol that were there in fealty, in loyalty. Could you say love, Dom, for one man, not to the Constitution, of which most of the people who come before me seem woefully ignorant, not to the ideals of the country and not to the principles of democracy. It's a blind loyalty to one person who, by the way, remains free to this day. Trump wrote in all caps, quoting Chutkan. Now, Dom, on Friday, Chutkan warned both sides of the case to take special care to avoid making any statements that could intimidate witnesses or prejudice the jury pool, including, she said, making any ambiguous statements that could be interpreted that way. Chutkan said such remarks would compel her to speed up the trial. Now, I had heard they kind of want a quick trial, Dom, but let's keep reading. The more a party makes inflammatory statements about this case, Chutkan said at a hearing, the greater the urgency will be to proceed to trial quickly. Get there with alacrity. Do you think they can beat this one? I mean, I've seen this on the right-wing talk radio and the Hannity, the Foxy News. Well, they think the real case against Trump is the Mar-a-Lago case because he had all the documents, right? The evidence is all against him. But they seemingly think this is some sort of novel concept because no American president's ever tried to overturn the electoral outcome before. So the fact that he's been charged as thus, they think it's going to make it a lot harder for, I think, them to get a conviction against him.
But why would they possibly think that, man?
A quick trial with an acquittal at the end?
Facts are facts, right? The guy's not the president now, right? Okay, so he these are the things, and the testimony is given by all Republicans, or mostly Republicans, 80-some witnesses that are Republicans rolling over on each other. I mean, who knows how many people are going to be indicted in Fulton County. It's going to be more than just Donald Trump. So, I mean, you could say that, he was a former. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, this judge, Chutkan, has made it very clear. I caution you and your client to take special care in your public comments about this case. I will take whatever measures are necessary to safeguard the integrity of these proceedings. That's what Chutkan told Trump's lawyer, John Lauro, on Friday. And then Trump, what did Trump do? Trump goes out and does Trump, because that's what Trump knows how to do. And that's exactly what he's not supposed to do. So, so what if he's a former president? Could be a former governor, could be a former legislator, could be a former CEO, could be a former dog walker, could be a former radio guy. Absolutely irrelevant in the eyes of the court.
Hey, we never throw law former radio guys in jail, do we? Never. I hope not. Not again.
This is going to has to come to a head. Chutkan has to respond, and I think Trump is doing this purposefully to make the courts respond to him. Because he thinks, I mean, what's his downside? I mean, literally, right now, Trump's all about burning it down, man. I mean, if you look at the myriad of cases against him, the number of charges, and just think, statistically, if the government gets of these federal charges, 90-some percent conviction rate. Well, hell, take a tenth of that, take a 20th of that, right? Go to the extremes. Well, if he only gets charged with one or two, the guy or convicted of one or two, he's still doing years. He's still a convicted felon. He's still going to go to jail. And the guy's, he's not going to get any nicer the closer it gets. He's already out there telling witnesses not to show up. I don't see how he makes it through the end of this week without being in front of that judge, or at least his attorneys in front of the judge, Chutkan in D.C. again, regardless of what happens in Fulton County today or tomorrow. So, you know, the Republicans can think, oh, yeah, delay, delay, delay. And the son of her, I think it's all bunk, man. I think they got their head in the sand. Because if justice does not work that way for this case, then justice does not work. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the problematic thing, at least out of the Fulton County today. And we've referenced this briefly. And you can always be a part of this show, 844-967-2789. I am most hopeful of all about the case in Fulton County. I think Nate's going to help us here. We've talked
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
I mean, when you've got that sort of a smoking gun to lay out for the grand jury, when you can hear the man in his own words, Lordy, there's a tape. We've been playing it for you for a couple of years now.
Right.
It has come 13 o'clock for this man. You know, he's about to turn into a pumpkin, or more likely a defendant once again. He's about to be indicted, Dom, and I believe the imminent nature of the charges and perhaps the fact that Chutkan's going to drag his ass into court. But why I'm most encouraged about the Fulton County charges, their state charges. Do you know the people at the courthouse have instructions not to treat Trump any differently than any other convict in Atlanta? Now, Atlanta, the jails there are under federal investigation for, let's just say, lack of cleanliness, unsanitary conditions. And they're going to publicly release the Trump mugshot. That's my understanding. And there is no pardon, not from the president, not from a future Republican president, Dom, not from Brian Kemp, not from the Republican Georgia governor. He'd have to get a pardon from a pardon board. And that would take, you know, an act of a pardon board.
It'd take a lot.
That's not going to happen with one guy's influence. You know what I mean? It's not one person's decision. It's not Ron DeSantis forgiving the guy who offers him the primary endorsement. And I would tell you this, Dom. Trump will win the primary. That's where we started this conversation today. Trump's going to win. And they need him on that wall because he will turn out the MAGA faithful that think it's rigged, that they're just prosecuting this guy because he's the front runner, Dom. But once the conviction comes down in Georgia, they're going to remand him, dude. They're not going to wait for appeal. His ass is going to sit in a Florida jail, a Georgia jail. I think if he goes to jail, he goes to jail in Georgia. Just one man's prediction. I think there's too much deference.
2789.
Sorry to interrupt the phone number of the greatest radio show ever, but I think there's too much deference offered through this federal process to the former president. I think he needs to get the Georgia state court.
I think Chutkan's is going to put a check on that real quick, man. I don't think there is. There definitely should not be a preference. And just briefly, I remember when Trump said this, when you see these thugs being thrown in the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in rough. I said, please don't be too nice. When you guys put someone in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way they put your hand over their head, Trump continued, like, don't hit their head and they just killed somebody. Don't hit their head. I said, you can take your hand away, okay? So when you're getting Trump's large ass, old ass in the back of the paddy wagon, don't cover his head. Now let him hit his head, because that's how he likes to do it. And he's going to feel that, man. He's going to feel the cuffs on his wrists. And come on, man. We have a long, long, long way to go for the Republican primary. I mean, as far as we know, Crudy, Trump could have. I would say factually, to the letter of the law and what Judge Chutkan told him on Friday, he has already, in the span of 3 days, violated the terms of his release and his bail and his agreement multiple times. I don't think for a minute that he's going to make it that far. You think there's deference? You think that when she specifically tells him and his lawyer not to do these things and Trump goes out and does those things, that there will not be a recourse? There will not be pushback from the D.C. judge? I have to believe that will come fast and it will come harsh. I don't believe it, man, that he's going to just continue to do it, because it's just going to continue to escalate. If you get away with it, it's just like, you know, it's a smaller version of the attempted coup, man. First, if you don't do anything about it, the first one's a trial run. Sooner or later, action must be taken. And I don't think this judge is going to sit down and just let this blow up further and further and further, because Trump's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier, especially when more and more indictments come down, more Republicans turn it over on him. You know, when he gets the transcripts of who, you know, lit him up and rolled on him, he's going to lose his mind. He cannot help himself from himself.
Well, Trump lose his mattress the first day in prison, Dom.
Absolutely.
You know, I would point out there is some new coverage up at the Raw story. What authoritarianism looks like. Wisconsin GOP threatens to impeach liberal Supreme Court justice. Yeah. We didn't talk about you, Robin Voss. This picture of him looks like it's from the high school yearbook.
Yeah, it's a little old, man. He's got
a smug, smiling Robin Voss.
With a fuller head of hair.
And a carnation in his boutonniere.
Come on.
I want to get back.
You should pull a bad Bradley Justice Bradley from Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, take your glamour shot off and update the picture, man.
Dom, I'd like to update, because some are going to hear there's a false document out there. Trump's already attacking the Fulton County DA. So let's correct the record. I know you tried to. Dom, in a statement issued Monday, Fulton County Clerk of Superior Courts Shay Alexander warned that a fake document is circulating online depicting an indictment of former President Donald Trump that has not yet been issued. More of a wish list than an actual document of the court, Dom. While there have been no documents filed today, all members of the media should be reminded that documents that do not bear an official case number, filing date, and the name of the clerk of courts are not considered official filings and should not be treated as such. Media members can expect to be notified of any and all findings in real time and will be provided access to the filings via equitable communication. Yeah, do that imminently. A little bit more. As the official custodian of various county records, the clerk of courts understands the sensitivity of all court filings, especially those that are at the forefront of the national spotlight, and remains committed to operating with an extreme level of efficiency, accuracy, and transparency. The statement continued, the alert came shortly after an incident in which a document appearing to show charges against Trump appeared in the Fulton County court website. Reuters reported it, and the document was swiftly removed. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has clarified no indictment has yet been made, and I would include the word public.
Okay, public.
Come back with us. We are the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Watching Georgia, watching close. Please get to it imminently, Fawny. And tomorrow, Joe Biden coming to Milwaukee, Dom. Going to a Joe Biden event. We'll bring you all the coverage live. Tune in right here, Civic Media. About 1:30, 1:45. You know, Joe keeps Dominic time. Come back with us. Still a little show left. Still time for your calls, unless you're CJ, at 844-967-2789.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that jolly good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 59, winds out of the north 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 76, tomorrow mainly sunny. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 56. Ample sunshine expected Wednesday, with highs in the low 80s, chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. And stick around the Miggy Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dom, I got to get to the Raw Story version, actually Common Dreams version, published at the Raw Story. What authoritarianism looks like. Another ode to Speaker Boss Foss.
Don't you love it when Wisconsin makes the Raw Story twice in a day? One, because the Republicans in Wisconsin have no answer, no candidates to run against Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, other than disgraced former Sheriff Timothy Clark Jr. and Robin Voss threatening to impeach the newly elected Justice Protasiewicz.
Normally, if we make the Raw Story even once, it somehow includes Ron Johnson.
I know, dude.
The Republican leader of Wisconsin's assembly late last week threatened impeachment proceedings against liberal state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she doesn't recuse herself from cases involving Wisconsin's legislative maps, which GOP lawmakers have aggressively, it's a nice way of putting it,
that sure
they've
is.
Aggressively gerrymandered to give themselves what experts say is an illegal electoral advantage. Oh, that's not what Voss says. Better candidates, better ideas.
Better ideas.
In a radio interview on Righty Whitey Talk Radio on Friday in the Northwoods, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss accused Protasiewicz of prejudging. How dare she, Dom? The outcome of a potential case challenging the legality of Wisconsin maps. Earlier this month, a coalition of voting rights groups and law firms filed a lawsuit over the maps, appealing directly to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to strike them down. Protasiewicz, whose election victory earlier this year ended conservatives' 15-year dominance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That's really what your boy Robin Voss is more butthurt about, isn't it? He's not going to get his way in every case that goes to the Supreme Court.
Nope.
It was critical of the state's maps during her campaign, calling them rigged and arguing they do not reflect people in the state. I don't think you could sell any reasonable person that the maps are fair. Well, whoever accused Robin Voss of being reasonable, I can tell you that I would, what I would do on a particular case, but I can tell you my values and the maps are wrong. During his Friday interview, Voss characterized Protasiewicz's comments as sufficient grounds for recusal, claiming that they show she can't be an impartial observer on cases related to the state's maps. But critics see Voss's suggestion of impeachment proceedings as an anti-democratic threat by a supermajority worried about losing its grip on power. I would say that's about exactly right, Dom. Republicans have controlled the Wisconsin legislature for 12 consecutive years, and they have a two-thirds majority necessary to convict in the Senate. Just a majority vote in the Assembly is needed to impeach. What do you say, Dom? You got some of this?
I do not.
Oh, okay. I'll continue then. Robert Reich threw out a little Twitter at RB Reich. The GOP has again trying to overrule the will of voters. Wisconsin's elected state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz in April. Now Republicans are threatening to impeach her if she rules against their gerrymandered maps. Folks, this is what authoritarianism looks like. And as the Associated Press reported Sunday, the Wisconsin Constitution requires legislative districts, oh, Mark's going to be so proud when I read this, to consist of contiguous territory, but many nonetheless contain sections of land that are not actually connected, which under the Wisconsin Constitution would be unconstitutional. The resulting map looks a bit like Swiss cheese, with some districts are dotted with small neighborhood holes assigned to different representatives. Wisconsin Assembly districts rank among the most tilted nationally. I thought we were number one, Dom, with Republicans routinely winning far more seats than could be expected based on their average share of the vote. And Stephen Wolf of Daily Kos Elections wrote in response to Voss's comments that Republicans are threatening to use their gerrymandered supermajority to remove the newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who could strike down their gerrymanders. Right. Gerrymandering let the GOP win exactly 2/3 in the state Senate in 2022, despite Dems winning most statewide races, Wolf noted. Yeah, it's sort of ironic, Dom, a little bit more. Even if the Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate doesn't ultimately succeed in convicting Protasiewicz, her impeachment in the assembly would, under Wisconsin law, prevent her from hearing cases until her acquittal, observed Michael Lee, redistricting and voting counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice. If the Senate drags its feet in holding a trial, that might be enough to leave gerrymandered maps in place for 2024. Do you see the strategy now being laid out, Tom? They don't have to succeed in removing Protasiewicz through the impeachment. They can effectively hamstring her from hearing all cases during an impeachment measure. The longer, the better, right? No swift impeachment. A long, drawn-out impeachment, that would be more of the plan, I would suspect, Tom.
Welcome to Wisconsin, man. I mean, this is how the Republicans are. They do it nationally, they do it locally, they do it here in the state of Wisconsin. When you run out of ideas, you attack the machinations, right? Kurt, you want to throw this one out there? Of course, we are on indictment watch, waiting on Fawny Willis, Fulton County. But CNN reported this over the weekend. I want to get it out there before we run out of time. Atlanta area prosecutors investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia are in possession of text messages and emails directly connecting members of Donald Trump's legal team to the early January 2021 voting system breach in Coffee County, sources tell CNN. Together, the text messages and other court documents show how Trump lawyers and a group of hired operatives sought access to Coffee County's voting system in the days before January 6, 2021, as the former president's allies continued a desperate hunt for any evidence of widespread voter fraud they could use to delay certification of Joe Biden's electoral victory. Last year, Trump official testified under oath to the January 6th Select Committee that plans to access voting systems in Georgia were discussed in meetings at the White House, including during an Oval Office meeting on December 18th that included Trump. 6 days before pro-Trump operatives gained unauthorized access to voting systems, local elections official who allegedly helped facilitate the breach sent a written invitation, quote-unquote, to attorneys working for Trump, according to text messages obtained by CNN. A direct link from Coffee County access those voting systems to the White House. That sounds bad. Sounds like Rico Suave.
I think that's wishful thinking at this point, but imminently you may know your answer, Dom. Maybe not tonight, but you know, we got a show tomorrow as well. Maggie Dawn, as mentioned, coming up next, and then the Paul Revere Show. Dom's going to be live. Oh, no, Crudy will be doing the hard work tomorrow. I forget. Almost thought you were leaving the studio, but I'll be at Joe Biden tomorrow. We'll give you all the coverage right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Keep it locked. Civic Media, that's what all the Patriots do. Thanks, Dave. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.